This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are live and on location today at Bean's Coffee Shop in West Fargo. We love being on location. We have one of our talk radio town halls today. We'll be joined in about a half an hour by Kelly Armstrong, former party chairman for the Republican Party in North Dakota and now a candidate for Congress, announced yesterday. Your questions for him, welcome on anything and everything. So look forward to that. Already some folks here raring to participate in the event, pay attention to it. You can, of course, call us. But in the meantime, anything on your mind we can talk about. I have a question for you right out of the chute, and I'm thinking there might be a few teachers that are listening today that otherwise would be teaching today. So this is especially targeted for teachers. Okay? Do you like the idea of gun-free zones in your schools? If it was up to you, would your school be a gun-free zone? That is a question for teachers. And if you know a teacher, if you had a conversation with a teacher, I want to know the answer to that question. I can't tell you, and Nolan, you can maybe grab this and play it for the audience in case they missed it. But yesterday the president had a conversation with some folks at the White House, and he made a statement about how a gun-free zone to a killer is okay. Ice cream time, right? I mean, I got it made. I'm going to go to a place that's a gun-free zone. I have the gun. Nobody else does. I win. They lose. Right? And this is why we like this president. He's not a politician. He's not afraid to state the obvious. That's an obvious comment. Gun-free zones are not safe for everybody else. But I saw something where the NEA, the National Education Association, National Teachers Lobby, took a survey right after Parkland, Florida, and teachers overwhelmingly said they hated the idea of being able to themselves conceal carry or have armed guards at the school. I'm thinking, really? I mean, are teachers that liberal that they instantly think the gun's the bad actor? I don't know who took the survey. Don't know its accuracy, anything like that. Struck me as odd. Struck me as very odd. Then I saw something that said, well, if they impose this, there won't be enough teachers because they'll all quit. Really? I hope they're talking about teachers somewhere else. Not in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and Montana. That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking. The incentive. Once in a while, we have a little incentive, don't we, Todd?
Absolutely.
A little bit of a freebie. Our incentive for any teacher that calls with an answer to this question. Either answer. It doesn't have to be an answer we agree with. We have a free MyPillow for you. Okay? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is the local number. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Okay? You tell me. One last thought, and then I'll go to some calls here. Do you hear about the deputy who was armed and didn't go into the school? Knew about the shooting from his radio. It was, about 2 minutes worth of the actual carnage had started, so he knew about it. It went on for another 4 minutes after that, and he didn't go in. Resigned yesterday. Blew it. Totally blew it. You hear that? Okay, so let me walk through a couple of things in this Parkland, Florida case. One, you have a mentally deranged young man. Very disturbed, all kinds of warning signals. Okay? Everybody after the fact says, wow, 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 bad. Very poor action by people who knew he was dangerous but didn't do anything. All right? Didn't follow the golden rule of a school. You see something, you say something. Number one, ball drop. Number two, God love them. Some folks said, I don't like this, something's wrong. And not once but twice notified the FBI about it. The FBI dropped the ball. Didn't do anything. Third, you actually have a deputy there who is armed, who is a school resource officer, who happens to be outside. He doesn't go back in the school. Why are we freaking out, for lack of a better term, about all these different things we need to do about assault rifles? That there isn't even such a thing. Long guns should be banned. Change the age of who can own the long gun. Wait a minute. We got to have, you know, what else they've been talking about? Different background checks, enhanced all these different ideas that have emerged as this. And if what I just described, 1, 2, and 3, had happened. So why not just do what's common sense? That is that you see something, you say something, FBI, you get a tip, you actually do something about it. And three, you actually have an armed guard there that'll fight. I'm confused. I'm really confused. Dave in Glenburg. Is that where you are, Glenburg? Dave, are you there? I'm going to go to the calls now. Manny, how come I can't hear Dave? Oh, because he's not talking. I said, Dave.
I mean, it's... Come on, Manny, make him talk.
Dave, are you there? Okay, we're going to put Dave on.
Going
on
once, going twice.
We're going to try and get him to talk here in just a little bit. Galen and Bismarck wants to comment about teachers and guns. Go ahead, Galen. Can we hear you?
Sure. I'm a retired teacher.
Okay.
I also have a concealed carry permit the last few years. And going back to Columbine, I was quite vocal about that. Teachers should have, those who want to, and go through a procedure with local law enforcement, that they would be qualified to carry a gun and to use it in a responsible manner. But to me, I've been a supporter of that ever since then. So it's a line of defense and to protect a lot of students. Is it going to stop the person from doing it in the first place? No. But there might be one or two dead instead of 17 dead and all those injured. And
so,
I'd be the type of person who would step right in there. I wouldn't have stayed out of the school like the person did in Florida. No, I would have done what I would need to do to help kids.
So what did your fellow teachers think about your idea there post-Columbine?
A split in the schools that I was at the time.
Okay.
And others. And I think it's mainly the ones who were split who do not have much firearms experience. I was quite young, first time I fired at 22, and I grew up with them. And they're not bad, as some people would indicate. You can't trust their weapon. It's just like a car. How safe is a car? Primary thing is who's behind the wheel, who's controlling it. And I've always been a supporter of children and taking care of them. It's our number one resource, and to let them be soft targets out there for any deranged person to use some kind of weapon, whether it's a bomb or a butcher knife or what have you. I am there to protect the kids, and I'm responsible for them when they're in my classroom.
I'm glad you're sharing your views. I hope current teachers say the same thing. We want a current teacher to call and tell us yay or nay on the idea of removing the label of gun-free zone from schools. Good idea, bad idea? Tell us. Roger in Fargo, you're next.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, my comment is, since the deputy didn't go in, you've been hearing these people say, well, see, a good guy with a gun doesn't do anything. Well, that's not true, because there wasn't a good guy with a gun in there. He was staying outside. If anything, this is proof that a good guy with a gun inside would have done something, and it's even more proof that you have to have more than one person inside with a gun. You can't rely on one person.
So what are they saying? You know, this proves that giving people a gun doesn't do any good? Is that what they're saying?
Exactly. That's what I heard that on television last night. They're saying, well, see, this proves that a good guy with a gun doesn't always succeed. Well, he wasn't inside. That's
they never stop, Roger. Great point. Mike in Mayville. You're a teacher, I understand. What do you think of this idea of schools as gun-free zones?
I think any gun-free zone is a killing zone. And I think every day that I go to school that I'm relinquishing my right to defend myself because I cannot carry a gun. And I don't want to have to shoot a student, but I certainly don't want to see a student come into the school and kill dozens of people and just stand by and not be able to do anything or get myself killed in the process.
Why doesn't your view prevail among teachers?
I don't know why common sense is so limited these days. I really don't know.
They fear the gun, maybe?
It seems to me that we need to protect the schools. We need to fortify the schools if necessary, because society needs to change, and that takes a long time. We can't stand around waiting for that to happen.
So do you think in your school here that that a majority would agree with you or not?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I go out and listen, talk to people in the local community, and yesterday I had a conversation with a man. He said our president is an idiot, and I said, well, what policy has he supported or passed that you don't agree with? And he couldn't answer that question.
Oh.
It's all about personality. It has nothing to do with common sense.
Isn't that sad? Mike, I appreciate you calling. I got a free MyPillow for you for answering that question. Others welcome for other others. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now, we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member. You'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables. They've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically. You're better mentally. You're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101-degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general. And that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake, too. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Remember the promo code ACE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Those fingers in my hair, that slide.
It's Frank Friday, folks. Your Frank comments welcome, and also a little Frank Sinatra bumper music today, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Just gave one of those away. Love doing that, but I tell you what. The new offer that Michael Lindell has out there is almost like giving these away. 50% off the four-pack. So you get the two premium pillows, and that's the best they sell. That's the top of the line. You don't find those in stores anywhere else. Only get those from an offer like ours. And two go-anywhere pillows. That's the ones you take along in the car, on the plane. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and all the other things that come with it, 10-year warranty, and the whole works. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It's a 50% off the four-pack now at MyPillow. And everything else, the MyPillow mattress, the body pillow, the travel pillow, the bolster pillow, the MyPillow for pets, the all-purpose cushions, you know, for the bleachers, the wheelchairs, scooters, boating and fishing, all of those up to 50% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Leland says, good morning. Hope you're having a good day. The deputy of the school shooting that was outside, was he assigned to the school full-time? I've not heard that he was. Were there others that were assigned to the school? Thanks and God bless. I heard him described as a school resource officer that was a deputy in the sheriff's department there locally, assigned to the school. But so I think he was, yes. But, you know, we have 3,300 students. One officer's not going to cut it. Right? That's simply not enough. Let's see here. We have Father Jaden Nelson from Bishop Ryan checking in up in beautiful Minot. Father, what's on your mind? Good. How are you?
Good. I just thought I could weigh in from the perspective, and obviously I'm not speaking on behalf of the bishop or, you know, the fans group or anything like that, but, you know, I'm, as a priest and an administrator of a school, I kind of hang out in two soft locations, both churches and schools. And, you know, to be honest with you, the legislation that allows, you know, places of worship with the permission of the pastor to have people carrying concealed, I think that's a nice provision for those who want to take advantage of it. And I do think that schools, whether teachers carrying is the right answer or not, I'm not going to weigh in on that, but I do think that they shouldn't be soft gun-free zones. I think there should be you know, somebody that is trained, especially a peace officer of some sort, on the ground.
Do you feel safe when you're with the students at Bishop Ryan?
I do. I feel safe in large part because of just the close-knit community that our school has. But I'm also not naive enough to believe that we're not vulnerable at some level. So, you know, we have our own provisions in place. We have our school safety plans that we go over. And it would be, I just know that from our experience of talking to law enforcement professionals, you know, 99% of these active shooters are stopped by another active shooter.
Yeah.
And so as one who, you know, uses firearms and hunting and whatnot, the difference between, like that former caller said, two lives and 17 lives or 30 lives is not a matter of minutes or hours. It's a matter of seconds sometimes, depending on, you know, whether they're able to have access to a classroom or something like that. So, you know, the faster that we can respond to these situations, the better off we are.
I also hope, and I bet you would join me in this, Father, I also hope that through these, when we see the horror of those 17 deaths in Parkland, Florida, that we recognize that that amount of lives are lost, and many times more, every week. We have a similar tragedy every week in Fargo in the form of ending innocent
right.
life with abortion. And, you know,
absolutely.
For people, look, I'm not going to take one thing away from those children dying at all, but I'm saying there's an equal tragedy that happens, and people don't connect those dots. And it happens weekly.
True.
So it's just always there. So there's another wake-up call. If we can use this as a wake-up call, let's use it for that one, too.
Yeah,
can't say it enough. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Dave in Glenburg. Are you there now, Dave? I think Dave has got a problem with the mute button. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I got two things for you. The first thing I want to talk about is Geraldo Rivera was on Fox and Friends this morning. I've never seen a bunch of more ignorant, incompetent statements about AR-15s and the people who own them than what a self-professed, educated man like Geraldo was talking. You know, the guy said, that was unbelievable. Actually, anybody who picks up an AR-15 is what he was saying. It automatically changes them into thinking they're Rambo, and it changes their whole outlook on everything. And he said every person who ever does it picks them up, you know, Rambo never used an AR-15 anyways, just as a side note if you ever watched any movies. And he said it does more damage to people than any other rifle that's ever made. The velocity of this bullet and this and that. An AR-15 is actually pretty weak compared to almost any hunting rifle you use. He said if you want to go hunt ducks, use something else. Well, you don't hunt ducks with a rifle, you use a shotgun. What the heck else was he saying? Nobody has ever hunted or killed anything. Well, I got news for him. I've killed many mule deer, whitetail deer, coyotes, almost any game, and I have plenty of friends that do. And then, of course, he kind of got into a little with Pete Hegseth there, and they got into the special training thing. Now, some people are going to take this the wrong way, Scott, and I'm not saying this as being derogatory towards anybody in the police and military, because I have plenty of friends who are past, you know, military, current military, and I know a couple of my buddies are law enforcement. But this special training thing people always bring up about handling these guns in schools, honestly, Scott, most of the people I know that are in the military, I can probably outshoot them, and I'm a lot safer at handling a firearm than they are. And I'm not trying to make myself stronger or anything, but most of these people, when they got a question about guns, in particular AR-15s, they call me and ask my opinion, or if there's something wrong with the gun, I can fix it for them. So this special training thing I always hear, it's a joke. I've been at the gun range before shooting with a couple of police officers years ago, and quite honestly, I was shocked at their lack of proficiency with their handgun. So, you know, if they want to set up whatever the tactical squads want to set up, a training course for teachers who want to carry guns, I'm totally on board with that. I think they should go through a special training course. Whoever wants to set it up, you know, like I said, maybe the SWAT team wants to do it or something. I'm fine with that. But, you know, the special training thing and the ignorance out there about AR-15s and the people who own them, it blows my mind, Scott. My wife's a teacher, and I know plenty of teachers. I'm not going to name the schools she teaches at, but I would say it's right around 50% by talking to them that they think teachers should be armed. The ones that don't think you should be armed, one of them I know is a friend of my wife's. She shouldn't be armed because, in her own words, what she said to me, she's a little unhinged, but the good thing is
she's
one of the She's a liberal, but she's turning, Scott. I'm getting to her, so.
I love it. Texter just said,
buddy.
You're 100% on. Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks. Texter also says, Scott, we try to solve this problem of school shootings by many different ways and means. Teachers should know the Newton's first law. It will take a force equal or greater to overcome. Schools cannot be gun-free zones, until we have them in schools. The problem will not stop. All right, little typo. I hope they're not fun-free zones either, but they certainly can't be gun-free zones. We'll get Kelly Armstrong on this in the local perspective and more of your calls coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. To Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's on your mind? Friday edition, live and on location from Bean's Coffee Shop in West Fargo today with another of our Talk Radio Town Halls. We've done a lot of these, really enjoy them. We've done them with Senator Hovind. We've done them with Congressman Kramer. Of course, many Talk Radio Town Halls. And all across North Dakota, Watford City, Castleton. I'm just trying to think all the different spots. Bismarck, certainly Fargo as well before. So enjoy them. And we had a number of calls from listeners that had specific questions about the party. This even goes back in the last, 18 months or so, people gearing up for an election battle against Senator Heidi Heitkamp and wanting the North Dakota Republican Party to engage and take her on. And Kelly Armstrong at one point said, hey, I am happy to come on and answer questions. So we said, well, let's set it up. So we did. We put it on the calendar. We didn't know he'd also be a candidate for Congress when we did it. So now we have two goals to accomplish on the program today, but certainly welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the topics we've been covering and on anything else, and invite folks that are with us here as well to ask questions of the crowd. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been serving the citizens of North Dakota since 1908. H.A. Thompson & Sons providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Go to their website, hatandsons.com, and check out the Link Service Contract Services. It's a way to save money. Simple as that, as they maintain more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains with operations out of Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Wow, everybody got quiet all of a sudden. This was the loudest coffee shop on the planet. We started town hall, and they're all quiet, Kelly.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting. I'm facing the crowd and having you behind me. I know,
we're
kind of
like,
here.
We got like a little, I don't know if this is an arcade game or what this is, but our chairs move, and the crowd's all around, and we need a 360, fishbowl view. Since everybody got so quiet all of a sudden, I'll ask them to get loud. How about welcoming our guest, Kelly Armstrong, to the Talk Radio Town Hall? Okay, thank you. Now they're better. Now we woke them up, Kelly. Let's start with yesterday's big news. You're now a candidate for Congress. How long have you thought about doing something like this?
You know, I've always liked the idea of the U.S. House of Representatives. I think that's where the battle lines are often drawn. I think it's going to be even more important moving forward. But in all honesty, Scott, my job as party chair over the last couple of years and really over the last 6 to 8 months was to get the single best candidate we could get in the race to beat Senator Heitkamp in November, and I couldn't be prouder of Kevin and Chris for doing that. They know what they're getting into. As you know better than anybody, everything between them is a family decision, and the reality is we needed Kevin in that race. We need to take that Senate seat back in November, and so once Kevin moved over to that race, we had talked about it earlier when he was making his decision, and talking to my wife and my kids and my close friends, people were asking me if I'd consider doing it, and we talked about the commitment and things of that nature. And my wife and my kids, who are here today, by the way.
Yeah.
Once they were
quite the hit on on the announcement trail yesterday.
They were all in, and they really encouraged me to do it. And once we did that, I figured, you know, let's jump in the arena. Let's see what happens.
That's right. Tom Campbell, a fellow senator of yours, is also now he jumped over to the House race on Friday. So he's in that race. And now the convention becomes... a little bit electric, right?
Yeah, you know, 13 days ago as party chair, we're wondering, how are we going to get people to come to Grand Forks? How are we going to make this thing what our conventions usually are great? And I think everything has changed now. You were there Friday night for Kevin. The energy in the room was, it was different. I mean, I've been to a lot of political rallies. I've been to a lot of those types of things over my life, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. So I think the energy and the buzz is out there, and that's what we need, not only to win the Senate seat, but to maintain all our maintain all our statewide seats, and to make sure we keep electing more Republicans in the supermajority in the House and the Senate here in North Dakota.
If you have questions or comments for Kelly in the audience today, that's certainly welcome. By audience, I mean on the air, and also here at Beans. There's a microphone on the end of the counter here, right next to the donut machine. So, you know, if I were you, I'd come up and just stare down those donuts and then grab the microphone and ask a question or comment of Kelly. On the air, 800-228-0550. We've had a ton of calls over the last week about Parkland, Florida. And, the situation there about, what do you do? I mean, naturally, things like this happen. People say, why, how can this happen, right? And so I think our audience did a great job of sort of breaking that down. And now it's what? What do you do so it doesn't happen again? And the sense I get, and I got it very early on from the audience, and the president himself said it almost verbatim yesterday, the idea of a gun-free zone in a school is doing nothing other than making our kids a soft target. Talk about this from your perspective, because this is a debate that came up not long ago in the legislature, and we added a few tools in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the real answer to that question is local communities should have the opportunity to do what local communities want to do in those situations. The difference between a Fargo school district where there are, you know, school resource officers and things of that nature and a school district in Mott, North Dakota, or Kindred, North Dakota, where the resources don't exist. And everything with education should be closer to the local level, right? I mean, most education decisions should be made at the local level, to a lesser extent at the state level, and at a distant third, the federal level. So, I think some of these blanket prohibitions that exist either in state law or federal law are just silly. We talk about these mass shootings and we talk about these issues, and there's nothing more tragic than that. But the reality is, especially in a state like North Dakota, you can have bad custody disputes, you can have all kinds of different issues that can come to fruition in a school, and local communities should have the opportunity. You know, every school district's different. Every school is different. There are skilled people that have different skills in every one of those districts, and I don't know why on anybody's earth you wouldn't let a local school board and a local community decide how they want to protect their schools.
Now, remind me, as I recall, there was some provision that would have allowed teachers, for instance, to conceal carry that didn't pass, largely because the school board association was against it. And we had Kirsten Baseline on recently, and she said, you know, I'd be for it, but it didn't pass. It didn't pass in the legislature. Remind us why it didn't pass.
Well, it came through judiciary with a due pass, and we had it on the floor. I mean, I think you'd have to talk to the senators who voted against it for it didn't pass. But, I mean, it's a really emotional issue, and it's a touchy issue. And I think one of the metrics about that, this isn't going to be a 23-year-old guy or a 23-year-old girl who just graduated from public education school, and they're not going to say, here, now you have to have this gun in your classroom. That's not how this would work. But, you know, I know a small community in western North Dakota who the school janitor served 23 years in the military before he went there. I mean, if the school in that district would be comfortable and that guy would be comfortable, I mean, nobody's better trained than our military and things of that nature. And I think they take the emotional arguments and put them front and center instead of taking the actual factual arguments that could make a school safer and put it there.
What is the argument from the schools? I mean, I dug that back out, and the School Board Association argued against passing it. You say do not pass. They say no. The NEA right away came out after Parkland and said no way, no how. Why? What is the deal? I mean, we had a teacher from Mayville call and say, I want it. I mean, I think teachers that we hear from want it, but why do you think it's controversial to the school boards?
I do not know. I think school board organizations are a very eclectic tactic group too as well. And you have a lot of districts and a lot of school boards who already have the tools in place through resource officers and things of that nature. And I think sometimes we forget that not every district in North Dakota has those kind of resources nor those kind of tools. You know, most districts in North Dakota don't even have an attorney local in town. So having a city attorney and things of that nature are all contracted out. And I just think that, I mean, the rural communities and the places like that, you know, response times to a school in rural North Dakota can be 20, 25 minutes. And the reality of that situation is if something major happens at a school and there's a 25-minute response time to a 25-minute response time from law enforcement, there's going to be a posse formed in that town before law enforcement's going to get there, because with cell phones and things of that nature, these things react quickly. And, I mean, those are real conversations that need to occur. It just has to happen. And I don't know why they can't occur at the local level.
When you mentioned local control as to being this, you know, where to solve this. So if Dickinson said we're gonna do this. The idea of a gun-free zone is gone in Dickinson. Can they do that now?
Not right now. No, they can't.
They can't.
No,
it's not up to them.
No.
Wow. Because that the law you tried to get passed didn't get passed.
Yes.
Got it. Let's go to a listener on the road. Elias wants to ask you about immigration. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Elias, go ahead.
Yeah. The comment from the Democrat lady, to me, I really kind of found offensive. My dad came up from southern Mexico, and he studied to be like an architect. And when he came to the States, he worked as a migrant farm worker, picking lettuce and celery and stuff. And, you know, he got married, and he became a citizen. He eventually got into the construction field. He worked on the San Onofre nuclear power plant. And, you know, the idea that, you know, if we don't have immigrants, then, you know, there's not going to be any vegetables or anything. It's just, to me, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, I don't think that people should just go that, well, that's all that the migrants are good for. You know, immigrants coming into the country legally can do a lot of things. So,
Elias, I appreciate your call. Kelly, if in Congress, you know you'll be wrestling with that issue probably more than once. Give us your guiding principles on the issue.
Well, the legal immigration question is pretty near and dear to my heart. My wife is from Oslo, Norway, and she's sitting right over there. So nobody is a bigger fan of legal immigration than I am.
And she has a better accent than you do.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You know. Yeah.
But the reality, I mean, here's the answer. And the answer to immigration is we have to secure our border. This is not about stopping legal immigration. This is about getting merit-based immigration. This is about what does the United States need out of its immigration policy, but most importantly, it is about securing the southern border and stopping the flow of drugs and human trafficking from that border to make our citizens safe. And until that decision gets made and until there is a real viable solution to that, the rest of the immigration questions are just really hard to have. Because whatever immigration policy you have, if you have a porous border and you allow for any kind of amnesty or any kind of thing like that, you are just going to see a run on those types of things, and that's on top of the current already illegal stuff that is going on. We have to secure our border, and then we can have serious conversations about what we do with people who are already here.
Build the wall?
Absolutely. Fisher Industries is from Dickinson, North Dakota. They're one of my, I know just about everybody who works there. They are a great company. If anybody can get this done in an efficient way for taxpayers, it's Fisher Industries. And I really, really, I'm proud of them for doing that. And I think it's great.
I heard a great story that not only whatever their price is, I forget the exact dollar amount of, but it is under budget from has been allocated in the budget. But they've also said, you know, it comes with a warranty. Like, right, not only does it buy the wall, but they warranty the wall for like 10, 20 years or something.
Yeah, and you know, that's one part of the tool. I mean, with technology and drones and the way we have to do things, the answer isn't that we can't do it. The answer is we have to get serious about doing it.
All right, we're doing a Talk Radio Town Hall. We're at Beans Coffee Shop in West Fargo. Your questions welcome here at Beans and also on the phone. Gary in Jamestown has a question. Same with Gary in Watford City, 800-228-0550. We'll get to those calls, texts,
and questions coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Otter Tail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me
Unless you're going to have offensive capability, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. I want to end the problem. I don't want to have it where this happens again. And unless we're going to have an offensive capability, it's going to happen again and again and again, and it's going to be the same old story. We have to harden our schools, not soften them up. A gun-free zone to a killer or somebody that wants to be a killer, that's like going in for the ice cream. That's like, here I am, take me. We have to get smart on gun-free zones. When they see it says, this is a gun-free zone, that means that nobody has a gun except them. Nobody's going to be shooting bullets in the other direction.
President Donald Trump yesterday on this issue, and he's focusing in on solutions, on changes, no doubt about it. We're going to see more of this. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City, where tomorrow the concert series is kicking off at the Watford City High School Theater. So it's a new concert series and a kickoff event for all ages, Main Street Souvenirs by Scott Kirby, pianist to composer, visual artist. This is just another example of that quality entertainment the Watford City Area Concert Association has for its members. So make plans for a fun evening of music, visual art, maybe a story or two about the hometown of Watford City. Should be a lot of fun. Don't forget March 3rd, Bulls, Bronx, and Bulldogging coming up. So that'll be Saturday. That's a lot of fun. And then sign up for the All Industries Job Fair Thursday, April 26th. That'll be a dandy as well in Watford City. And when you go up to Watford City, which is great for just a weekend to enjoy yourself, taking the sights of the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, remember to use the Best of the West promo code when you make your hotel reservations, because you'll get 10% off the already low rates. Tell them Scott sent you to beautiful Watford City. 10 before the top of the hour, we continue with Kelly Armstrong. We're live at Bean's Coffee Shop in West Fargo. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome on the air and also right here on location. Where did Blair go? I know Blair had a question for you. I don't know where he went, but we'll get him back. Any other questions? Microphone right on the end of the table. Grab that mic and ask your questions here today on the program. Yes, sir.
Kelly, when we served together in the North Dakota legislature, you were the person who probably took the biggest charge in getting money through the state through the surge bill. I was on that bill with you. I'd like you to explain a little bit about what it takes to take leadership to get something like that out that quickly to help the state, and how will you use those skills in Congress?
Well, I think the first thing it takes to get leadership like that is, one, I have to give a tremendous amount of credit to Senator Wardner for the work he did in the interim for that. But I think the second part is getting somebody like you, Blair, to co-sponsor the bill. You know, oftentimes the media talks about how parochial the legislature is, and it's the East versus the West and all of that thing. And I think in reality, that isn't true. You just have to go to the legislature and you have to talk to people. Blair, you represented Fargo and you understood how important that infrastructure bill was, not only to the western North Dakota cities, but to the entire state of North Dakota. And then the answer is, you don't sleep. You get up, you talk to people, you talk to local communities, you talk to eastern legislators, you make the case, you present it to them, and you make them understand, and you beg them to understand, and you ask for their help and support to make sure that the communities that are impacted by large growth in population, and that was driving the North Dakota economy. Ag and energy are the backbone of the North Dakota economy. And then you just keep pounding on people and pounding on people and saying, listen, this is essential. We need school money. We need water money. We really need road money. We need it for the oil traffic, we need it for the farm to market roads, we need it for everything, and you keep doing it and keep doing it, and you don't give up until you get it done.
So as broken as Washington, D.C. is, can we take those skills to the nation's capital and make them work for us here in North Dakota?
Yeah, and I think the answer is whether you win or you lose, you don't quit. You just do not quit. You keep saying those things. You build a coalition of Midwestern legislators. You know, I've said this in my rollout speech, and I'll say it again. The liberals in New York and in San Francisco do not care what happens in the Midwestern states. We provide the world with food and energy, and they need that food and they need that energy, but they sure often like to dictate how they get it. California wants a law that says they will only buy eggs from chicken coops that have X number of acres for each chicken to roam and run. You know, we have issues with the state right across the border in Minnesota with trying to dictate how we produce the electricity they use. You have to have people in a room that say, listen, you guys need this. You need this to survive as a state. You need eggs in California. How about you let the ag communities determine how they produce your eggs and stay out of it?
Folks, love that answer here. Gary in Jamestown, you're next for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, good morning. In regards to this deputy in Florida, I'm just wondering, was he properly equipped to really go into that building? Did he have body armor? Maybe he previously requested it. Maybe he wanted an M16. Because to expect of him to go in there with a pistol and then go hunt down this guy, he could just as well have gone in there with a slingshot and some rocks. And
there's a school resource officer, though, and a deputy of the sheriff's department. So, I would think that's why he's there, to take on threats.
That's why he's there, but if you put that in the job description, yeah, you're just supposed to go and just mindlessly give your life.
But I don't know. They looked at the I guess they looked at the film, the footage, you know, of what they had, and the, you know, the gunshot started and he stayed outside. I think that's why he resigned. I don't know how close you followed this, Kelly, but...
You know, I've followed it, and I've seen what's been on the media, and it sounds like there's, at various different stages, there may have been some failures in communication and things regarding this shooter, and it sounds like some preventative medicine could have happened that could have made this never happen.
There's a lot of ball drops. I mean, a lot of folks that saw something didn't say something, then you've got the FBI getting the information, not doing anything about it, and, you know, I guess it's hard... I hear you, Gary. It's hard to judge this guy unless you were there and see it, but to me, I don't know what's a school resource officer for. Got to go. More coming up, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.